Ezekiel, the watchman. Right preaching and teaching God's word evokes mixed responses, often negative. Ezekiel, carried captive in 597 BC to Babylon, begins preaching in 592 BC at 30 years of age. The situation on the river Chebar in Babylon is mixed. Some are pious, Psalm 137, others idolatrous, Ezekiel 14 and 20. Many reject Ezekiel, Ezekiel 14, 18, 20 and 33. Most think their stay would be short, Ezekiel 13 and Jeremiah 29. This is very similar to the situation today. We are too caught up with God's creation that we miss out on the essence, God himself. God calls Ezekiel to be a watchman. In verse 3, chapter 3, verse 17, he renews the call later, chapter 33. As a watchman, Ezekiel is to demolish delusions that Jerusalem could never be destroyed, that the exile would end soon, to expose apostasy, showing why God is punishing Judah and nations with judgment, to awaken repentance, to inherit future promises, to stimulate hope for a restored future. The watchman, Ezekiel, has to play this role through preaching and through actions. Through preaching, he demonstrates the responsibility of the evangelist to preach the gospel or to carry the responsibility for their blood. Chapter 3, verse 18. He also talks of the responsibility of the individual for their own personal salvation. Chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. Through actions, he has to lie on his side, chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, representing punishment of a day for a year. For 390 days of years for Israel. For 40 days, representing 40 years for Judah. The visionary. Ezekiel has visions of the world. As he describes in detail angelic beings like the cherubim and events like the fall of Lucifer, chapter 28, verses 12 to 17. Daniel, in Daniel 11, describes two major attacks from the kings of the north, one before Christ's first coming and the next before his second coming. Ezekiel describes a third attack, Ezekiel 38-39, when they are dwelling securely, probably towards the end of the millennial rule of Christ, corresponding with Christ's final battle with Satan. Also in Revelation 19 and 21. Ezekiel prophesies the regeneration of Israel in the future. He talks of a new heart, 36-24. A regathered nation totally cleansed. Dry bones coming to life, chapter 37, verses 4 to 6. The temple restored in the millennial kingdom, chapter 40. The millennial rule of Christ with the saints, also covered in Revelation 20, 4 to 6. Satan bound for 1,000 years, Ezekiel 20. Are we watching over God's people and demolishing delusions in a world where tolerance is rampant? Do we preach to the lost as if their blood is on our heads? Are we sharing and bearing the burden of the sins of others?